Nelson for three. Got it! Grant Nelson! Dominating right now.
Man, if you'd learned anything from the Sweet 16 round yesterday, and I think even from some of the early rounds, it is the power of one or two players on a team. And for Alabama, it's Grant Nelson. Oh, my God. He did it all in the end. This was a very, very close game. This is a very fun game to watch. A little terrifying if you're an Alabama fan, but he had just gotten a three that tied. They had gone up five at this point with 3 minutes to go. This game had been tied at 5 minutes to go at 77. Then Bama had gone up five, and then they'd come back to being even. And then it was. They were actually down by 3 points with a minute and a half to go. So this is a very back-and-forth game, a lot of fun to watch. And then right at the very end of the game, you have Grant Nelson gets a stop of a play by UNC. They get the ball out of bounds, and then things happen with 9 seconds to – I think this is right – with 9 seconds to go.
Shot clock down to six. Davis trying to find some room. Davis got Nelson all over him. Tough shot, no good. And it's Nelson grappling. Shot clock violation. It is Alabama ball with a 2-point lead and 7.7 seconds left.
Bama with the ball and a small lead.
This is backyard. This is what you dream about.
Grant Nelson,
right,
who's been
here
money all night,
to give him a 4-point lead.
Makes two.
Grant Nelson, cash. 7-0 run, Bama. They clear it out. Nate Oates says no fouls. Carolina's
up by four. UNC with the ball.
R.J. Davis to the baseline. Gives it to Baycott. It's good, but 1.2 seconds remain.
Just don't foul him, and they give up the easy basket. So Grant Nelson again gets fouled. This guy is just unbelievable. And this is crazy. He gets to the other end. They're up by two, so they have a chance to go up by four and seal the deal with 2 seconds left on the clock.
Nelson to put him up three. And he missed it.
Bricks them both.
And Nelson got the block. Game over. Alabama. The Sweet 16 is no longer sour.
He bricked both free throws and then on the Hail Mary from 75 feet just jumps up, hands in the air, and blocks the shot. You never see it. It never happens. That was amazing. So Alabama wins. They advance to their, their first Elite Eight in, 19 years, I think it is, something like that. They have had a hard run in getting past the Sweet 16. So congratulations to Alabama. Meanwhile, if you're a Clemson fan, you also had fun last night. This game was a little bit in doubt toward the end, but all of a sudden Arizona forgot how to play basketball.
Arizona's got to go quick here. Bradley, why not? Missed it. Clock ticks, and it is going to be the Clemson Tigers. ACC headed to the Elite Eight.
And their first Elite Eight since 1980. And then, of course, we're going to spend a moment on this. University of Illinois. We never have good news in the tournament. We never get even into the Sweet 16 anymore. I mean, every once in a while, and I still carry great anger towards Bill Self in Kansas for stealing him from us so many years ago. And, of course, Kansas had so many great victories over the years. And they're out, and we are in. And remember the power of one player to make a huge difference? Terrence Shannon Jr., who had gotten four fouls somewhat early in the game, and they'd been at three early, and they'd been sitting him, and then he had four, and he was in trouble. And, man, he is just, as they said, maybe the best player in NCAA right now.
It's a Lipsy rebound. It's a four-point game. And here come the Cyclones. Screen, Lipsy. Homchilovich. Oh, it's taken by Shannon, the steal, the play.
He made one or two free throws on the other end. That put him up by four. Iowa State comes down with the ball. He steals it, drives the other end, and puts it in to put him up six. And so we get our moment of celebration.
Lipsy, and it's caught by Jones, and a shot inside by King, who will get it to go. 0.2. And it's into Goody. The game is over. And Illinois is going to a regional final for the first time in 19 years.
So you have three teams that have not seen this level of success in two decades-ish. And you also have, UConn, who won by 30 points yesterday, who always win. 6:15 here on News Radio 92.3. So it's going to be a fun day of basketball and a fun weekend of basketball. There was also opening day, and the Cardinals got destroyed, and so I'm not going to talk about that too much. Let's just move on. We don't need to dwell. 437-1620, Ega Wahoos. It's Good Friday, so it's going to be Easter on Sunday. And tomorrow we have Blue Wahoos and Marcus Point Baptist Church hosting Ega Wahoos at Wahoo Stadium on Saturday the 30th. That's tomorrow. The largest egg hunt in Pensacola. It's always a good time. 50,000 eggs. Pre-K and kids with special needs go at 11. Kids first through 7th grade go at noon. Celebrate 12 years of Ega Wahoos and Ega Wahoosa and Easter with the Marcus Point Baptist Church and our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, and a good time for all tomorrow. And then, of course, the sunrise service on Sunday. Jake's got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
I'm not seeing any issues on our roadways this morning. Looks like we have no delays on Burgess or Olive. Looking good from 12th Avenue through to Palafox and W Street. Highway 29 is accident-free from the Atmore cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. If you're coming out of Milton through Pace on Highway 90 this morning, not seeing any accidents there. And Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, east and west, not seeing any issues there. If you do see anything on the roadway slowing you down, let us know about it. Call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Women's History Month. Let me ask you a simple question. If men and women are equal, then why should half of the species receive only 1 month of attention per year? You see how preposterous this is? Instead of this obscene 1/12th of the pie consolation prize, let us give women as much pie as they truly deserve. If women are half of the people, then let us give them half of the months. In full partnership with the Female Supremacy Council and in consultation with the If We're Honest About It, Men Are Just Terrible Association, we now present to you the Up With Women annual monthly celebration schedule. January will become the new Women's History Month, focusing on all the things women have done for humankind, including giving birth to all the men who ever did anything at all. March will be Women's Virtue Month to remind people how loving, gentle, kind, and nurturing women are. All women, period. Don't ask questions. May will be Women's Intelligence Month to celebrate all the ways in which women are smarter than men, which is why they always win all of the arguments. July, fittingly, will be Women's Independence Month, and from now on, even July 4th can focus on all the ways that independence is really only possible because of our mothers. September can be Women's Strength Month because, as our dogma teaches, whether in speed, stamina, or sheer physical power, women are every bit as strong as men. And November can become All the Other Ways Women Are Better Than Men Month, focusing on things like women's intuition, multitasking, emotional connectivity, creating to-do lists, not taking sick days, and always remembering the location of keys and socks. Now, regarding the other months of the year, we did formally embrace the notion that simply promoting women would be enough to make them equal to men. Sadly, we have now come to the conclusion that if we are ever to have true reputational equity between the sexes, we must take from the rich and give to the poor, metaphorically speaking. To overcome millennia of misogynistic momentum, we must not only raise up women, but also tear down men. A goal which has been obvious from the bulk of feminist literature, waves 2 through 12 and 14 through 17. Thus, during the even months of each year, we will advance the femtopia by actively denigrating men. February can focus on men's violent natures. Warfare, hunting, fighting, football, boxing, and enjoying The Sopranos will, of course, all be themes. April can focus on men's lack of self-control. Gambling, pornography, profanity, alcohol, video games, and fantasy sports will be key lessons. June can focus on men's basic laziness, the way they pretend to be asleep when the baby needs changing at night, their inability to put underwear and socks inside the laundry basket, and falling asleep in front of the television will be central motifs. August can focus on men's filthiness, sweaty, smelly, and dirty. Men don't do laundry, avoid cleaning dishes, and never seem to believe in the need to dust regularly, and they use the restroom without washing their hands. Need we say more? October will focus on how men ruin the world through political bickering, shady business dealings, abusive religious institutions, and destruction of natural resources, as well as the fact that they never, ever seem to remember to send birthday cards to anyone. December, finally, will simply be Male Contrition Month, during which the only legal words for men to say out loud in public will be, "You were right, I was wrong, I should never have questioned your wisdom, I'm sorry, dear, and of course, what can I do to make it up to you?" Perhaps with 1 month of practice per year, men will finally memorize their lines. We are truly optimistic that with this scheme of bi-monthly reinforcement of the goodness of women alternating with the worthlessness of men, that in just one or two short centuries, we can finally achieve equality between the sexes. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Love for the father and son.
Second, Melissa Persling, or as you may know her on TikTok, SDC Williams, the notorious advocate of trad wifery.
First, let me explain that the trad wife lifestyle is not a trend. It is not trendy to be a traditional wife. This has been done since the beginning of time.
As Persling repeatedly explains in her TikTok, she is a believer in everything that has kept women oppressed throughout history. Meaningful gender distinctions, the division of labor based on sex, submission to her husband and service of her family, the value of looking pretty for your man, and yes, even, gasp, the value of traditional housework.
Number three, learn to cook, learn to clean, and learn how to host. Cooking and cleaning are life skills that can benefit you and your family forever.
Yes, everything about this woman's way of life and her advocacy for it threaten all the gains we've made over the last 60 years. Our redefinition of womanhood to be the same as manhood is nearly complete, and trad wives talking openly about their way of life threatens the entire project. As Persling says, women seem to be interested in this regressive social arrangement because they're beginning to suspect that leaving their children to go to work has not been as satisfying or profitable as we have told them it would be.
Three, we have a whole generation of women who are burnt out at their career and they're tired of being a provider and a homemaker when they come home from their job.
But of course, the solution to this is not to revert to a now obsolete social structure like traditional marriage. The solution is to work more and trust the power of video games and social media to raise your children for you. Now, normally, you might expect us to be supportive of a woman who is simply telling people about her ideas, describing what she does to achieve happiness and satisfaction, and standing up for herself and her way of life. But in this case, no, no, and oh, hell no. Of course women are allowed to choose for themselves however they want to live, just as long as they do it in one of the 7 approved ways that we allow and not in a way that looks anything like a truly individual choice. No, this gender traitor is not merely asking for us to accept her alternate lifestyle. This betrayer of women is threatening to give women everywhere the dangerous idea that there might be a way to not feel exhausted all the time and have a healthy, happy marriage by embracing the concept of women and men not necessarily being designed for the same things. In short, we must not tolerate the existence of traditional wives and certainly must not allow them to share their gender heresy openly. Melissa Persling and all other TikTok trad wives must go, woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, we want to celebrate the excellent recovery from near disaster made by the executives at NBC Universal News Group this week when Chairman Cesar Conde reversed course, terminated its relationship with former RNC chair Ronna McDaniel, and apologized to the entire staff for having the audacity to hire a pro-Trump Republican as a news commentator. Of course, the first mistake was thinking it could be appropriate to bring some sort of balance and fairness to the on-air political discussions of the presidency in an election year by actually employing someone who is not an approved and practicing Democrat. As thought leader and solid opponent of meaningful political dialogue, Chuck Todd said on Meet the Press,
"Let me deal with the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
I think our bosses owe you an apology for putting you in this situation because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor."
The reason Chuck is wailing and gnashing his teeth is because Ronna McDaniel was mean to NBC when she worked at the Republican Party.
Look, there's a reason why there's a lot of journalists at NBC News uncomfortable with this, because many of our professional dealings with the RNC over the last 6 years have been met with gaslighting, have been met with character assassination.
But the real issue here is that NBC was running the risk of giving legitimacy to conservative viewpoints and Republican values, and even, and I say this with as much disgust as I muster, making it seem like decent people might actually have a favorable view of former President Trump. I know.
When NBC made the decision to give her NBC News' credibility, you got to ask yourself, what does she bring NBC News?
You see, what Chuck Todd knows and what Chairman Conde had to be reminded of is that the dominant hold our ideas have on this country is fragile. So fragile that it depends on excluding the other side from an equal place at the discussion table. This frailty is the entire reason we believe in cancel culture. After all, if McDaniel were allowed on NBC, people might discover that there actually are women who oppose abortion. They might find out that some moms favor gun ownership. And worst of all, they might learn that some women even like Trump. No. No. Our side, of course, controls much of modern media, and it is vital that we continue to use our power to exclude those heretical voices and people from communicating their misguided ideas with the American people. This is how we continue to control the discussion while also pretending to believe in free speech. So kudos to you, NBC, for reminding us that news is only news when it advances the interests of the Democratic Party of the People's Republic of America. Well done, woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Refreshments this week are provided by Wiggle Your Pickle, the tasty nutritional cucumber substitute snack that no child has been asking for. After decades of unnecessary water wasted growing the cucumbers destined for traditional pickles, Wiggle Your Pickle discovered that by adding excessive amounts of vinegar, salt, and sugar to bamboo, they could create a snack that was both good for the environment and high in fiber. You can literally suck on these hyper-brined bamboo treats for days without ever being able to digest them. Wiggle Your Pickle, you can really taste the disappointment.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
I feel like Wiggle Your Pickle could be a Chuck Berry song. Jake has got our traffic on the fives. Jake.
I can actually hear that in my head. Oh, babe. All right. Not seeing any major issues on our roadways. Just got a text in here just a couple seconds ago saying that Corey is backed up. So I'm guessing that's Corey Station. Mm-hmm. Gate at Corey Station is backed up right now. Otherwise, around town, I'm not seeing any slowdowns. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre looks good. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is accident-free. Highway 29 is clear from the Atmore cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. And Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox all checking in clear. If you see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, let us know. Call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
You know, I have a feeling that taste the disappointment is going to become a staple
a recurring
phrase.
Motto, motif.
Yes. On nights when I have to cook dinner, absolutely. A request from Maryland Governor Wes Moore has now been approved by the Biden administration. The state will receive $60 million in emergency relief funds following the collapse of the bridge earlier this week. A Texas appeals court throwing out a woman's 5-year prison sentence for illegal voting. Crystal Mason had been sentenced to prison in 2018. She claimed she didn't know she was ineligible to vote because of a previous tax fraud conviction And Harvard's library apparently has removed some human skin that was used to bind a book from the 1880s. This book, it was a French book, part of the university's collection since 1934, was a Meditation on the Soul and Life After Death.
Oh!
Bound in human skin.
God!
So apparently they're removing the skin.
Of course it's a French book on meditation. I mean, of course it is. Oh, by the way, the Democrat governor of Maryland, his name again is...
Wes Moore.
Yeah, you know what his slogan should be.
What's that?
Vote for me, where Wes is Moore. No,
nice. I like it.
Terrible. All right, I apologize profusely. hey, by the way, tomorrow you have Eggawahoosie at Wahoos Stadium. Starts at 11. It's by age. And then, of course, sunrise service on Sunday. Happy Good Friday, y'all.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. A second wake and memorial march will be held today for fallen NYPD officer Jonathan Diller after the young father and husband was gunned down by a career criminal Monday. Former President Donald Trump attended the wake on Long Island and is calling for action.
The only thing we can say is maybe something is going to be learned. We've got to toughen it up. We've got to strengthen it up. This should never be allowed. Things like this shouldn't take place and to take place so often.
Meanwhile, about 30 miles away, President Biden was fundraising with former Presidents Obama and Clinton in Midtown, the trio rubbing shoulders with celebrities and high-dollar donors as guests enjoyed performances by Queen Latifah and Lizzo while outside Radio City Music Hall. Pro-Palestinian protesters took to the streets, that fundraiser raking in a record-setting $26 million for President Biden's reelection campaign. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, it is clear skies, 51 degrees in Pensacola this morning. A candidate for the Santa Rosa County Commission seat is withdrawing after questions were raised about whether he was running a ghost campaign. According to the News Journal, William Blake Martin had filed as a Democrat to challenge for the District 1 seat belonging to Commission Chairman Sam Parker. After filing on March 18th, members of the Santa Rosa County Democratic Party questioned the validity of his campaign after he reportedly refused help with the campaign and refused to even meet with party leaders and attend functions. The News Journal reports that he had actually wanted to run as a Republican, however, didn't qualify because he hadn't been registered for 1 year. Yesterday, Martin told the supervisor of elections office he was withdrawing from the race. The city of Pensacola says a total of 6 letters of interest have now been received regarding 2 development opportunities in or near downtown.
Our next step at this point is to continue to ask some questions, meet with those folks, and continue to vet that out as we move forward.
After purchasing the old Pensacola Motor Lodge, the city said they received 2 letters of interest to redevelop that site into affordable housing. 4 more letters have now been received for the former headquarters of Pensacola Sports on West Main. There have already been some talks about transforming that site into a mixed residential retail district. Officials in Walton County say a kayaker that was believed to be missing has now been found safe. 37-year-old Chris Smelly was located safely by the U.S. Coast Guard out of Mobile yesterday. Crews had been searching for him Thursday evening. He'd reportedly gone fishing early that morning and was late in returning. An Orlando city official facing some serious criminal charges, FDLE says City Commissioner Regina Hill has been arrested on charges including exploitation of the elderly, fraudulent use of personal identification, and mortgage fraud. Investigators say she took advantage of a 96-year-old constituent that was living in deplorable conditions. FDLE says Hill helped clean up that woman's home, then connected her with resources. But just over a month later, Hill assumed power of attorney and financially exploited that woman for 3 years. Investigators say Hill bought a home with the victim as the co-signer without her knowledge, then moved into another home that the victim owned. Hill allegedly used over $15,000 of the victim's money to renovate the home that Hill moved into. She's also accused of spending over $100,000 of the victim's money on personal expenses. Hill has pled not guilty on those charges. Coming up this May, a special 3-day themed weekend celebrating the Navy and its heritage in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Navy Days will be May 17th through the 19th, starting with a themed gallery night and Night at the Museum Gala at the Naval Air Museum. On Saturday, there will be a 4K run walk and a parade.
So some people come run, some walk, but it'll be along Bayfront Parkway. And it's we'll start at Maritime Park, and there'll be a loop. You'll go down Bayfront and then come back. That'll be at 8 a.m. Again, yeah, registration for that is open, and you can find more information on PensacolaNavyDays.com.
Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce President Todd Thompson there, and he says on Sunday, Navy Days will conclude with the annual Blues on the Bay concert series. And it is 6:35 at News Radio. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jake, what are you seeing?
All right, I'm not seeing much on our roadways to tell you about this morning. Looks like I-10 and I-110 are clear. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, not showing any incidents there. Coming out of Milton through Pace this morning on Highway 90, not showing any slowdowns. Looks like Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. We did get a report on our traffic tip line that the gate at Corey Station is really, really backed up right now this time of morning. Let's see here. Gulf Beach Highway not showing any delays. No delays on Burgess or Olive. And we're looking good from 12th Avenue through to Palafox and W Street. If you see anything else out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
We will have beautiful sunny skies today with temperatures warming up near 71 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 55. Nice weather as we go into Easter weekend. Plenty of sunshine Saturday, high near 74. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Right now, 51 in Pensacola, 52 in Gulf Breeze, and 43 reported in Milton. Your next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Hi, Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Hess has announced that its board unanimously recommended shareholders vote in favor of the company's sale to Chevron. The $53 billion deal's closing has been delayed by a second request for information by the Federal Trade Commission and by contract arbitration filings from ExxonMobil. Hess noted that shortly after the proposed deal was announced, Exxon had issued a statement showing support for the merger. 7-Eleven is teaming up with Miracle Seltzer to create a line of summer-themed drinks. There will be 5 different flavors of sparkling waters: lemon, lime, green apple, sweet orange, and hot dog, which is being described as a liquefied version of 7-Eleven's Big Bite hot dog with ketchup and mustard flavors included. The convenience store giant said more details on the drink line will be released Monday. The stock market is closed for Good Friday. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 47. That's your money now.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big savings on outdoor power equipment. And Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Buy one select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Get one select 56-volt battery free. That's up to a $299 value. Power through spring with Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 4-3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online. Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Autotrader and my good friend Max here, The Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru. Get yours during the Subaru A Lot to Love event. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Needs to be out of Blackwater River in phase one, correct?
Our affluent needs to be out of the Blackwater River by January 1st of 26. And so, that's the requirement of the state. There's no requirement that that plant, quite frankly, can't continue to operate. There is a requirement that the effluent be removed. We have an effluent line which will be used to send the treated wastewater to the spray fields. And that will meet the needs of the state as it relates to that deadline.
Now, this was from the meeting last week where they were talking about the wastewater treatment plant in Milton. Jeff Snow talking with Randy Jorgensen, the city manager, Jeff being a city council. And, just trying to clarify, there's been so much misinformation, particularly spread by the opponents of this project. I'm not saying that everything they said was wrong, but there's been a lot of stuff that they said that turned out to be wrong. And Jeff and Randy, has come back now to kind of shepherd this project as well as to be the city manager when everything fell to pieces with Scott Collins. But the key there is they were talking about how it's kind of good news on the horizon. They've got phase one funded fully at $54 million. If it comes back much higher than that, they'll seek alternate sources of funding, but they don't expect it to be. And they're basically on track to get their permits taken care of and to get the effluent out of the river by 2026, where it currently discharges, and then to move it over to the spray fields, which have all kind of been reoriented just a little bit since maybe the last time you checked into this process.
What the citizens need to know is that we're doing all that's required by the state and more. And we have the funding to do that now, correct?
That's correct.
And on the heels of that discussion, yesterday we had the announcement that they had gotten their DEP grant. So the Florida Department of Environmental Protection for the North Santa Rosa Regional Water Reclamation Facility, major permit issued. And now this is not the end of the line of this whole process, but this does enable the construction of two spray fields on the city-owned property on Jeff Hates Road. Those are the new spray fields, plus the which is going to process 1.28 million gallons of treated effluent a day. The city is next waiting on the NEPA approval, National Environmental Policy Act approval. That's the next big hurdle. And then thereafter, they can start to go for an RFP and actually start to turn dirt and make all of this happen, which, again, it's a long, long process, a lot of money being raised, a lot of, opposition and acrimony and, gnashing of teeth and wailing of everything. But that's now where we stand with the project. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin is not what I would say. What's the word I want? Good. he's dangerous and scary and smart, and underestimate him at your own peril, because he didn't manage to rise through the ranks of the KGB and then to take power for the entire country of Russia by accident or by being a super nice guy. He's your evil comic book villain. I mean, he really is. He's a despot, a tyrant, and a, I won't say petty because he's way too smart to be petty. Take him seriously. You should do. Well, now, the most recent announcement is he was talking with some folks yesterday, and he says that Russian forces will destroy any F-16s delivered to Ukraine by NATO allies, including, he sort of seems to be on both sides of this issue, if they are in NATO territory, because my understanding is they're going to do the training in NATO countries as opposed to in Ukraine, which sort of does make sense. But he's basically saying that he would be willing to attack an F-16 destined for Ukraine being used for training of Ukrainians while it is on NATO soil.
We will destroy their planes
in the same way that we destroy their tanks.
A little bit more German than Russian, I apologize. Armored vehicles and other equipment, including multiple launch rocket systems. The F-16s are also carriers of nuclear weapons, and we will also have to take this into account when organizing combat work, and this delivery will not change anything on the battlefield. Also, we want you to be very, very scared of us. I always sound sinister when somebody's speaking in Russian, but yeah, this is a big deal. And I think it also raises a question. When he brings up the nukes, which we're not sending nukes, they don't have nukes, they're part of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. In fact, this has been a long background conversation about whether Ukraine would have been vulnerable to Russian invasion had they not agreed to be part of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, because they gave up nukes, post-Cold War. We'll talk about that in a second, because I think it's a story that not everybody understands particularly well. It's not that complicated to understand, but there's been a lot of misrepresentation about that. The kind of the allegation being, well, if Ukraine had just kept its nukes, then they wouldn't have been vulnerable to Russian invasion. It is really not that simple, but I'll tell you more about that in a second. Jake's got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
This traffic report is brought to you by Jackson Hewitt. It matters who does your taxes. Not seeing any major slowdowns on the roadways this morning. We are getting reports in on our traffic tip line that there is a all-hands meeting going on at Quarry Station. So the gate traffic to Quarry Station is going to be really, really slow and backed up this morning. Otherwise, around town, we're looking great. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. I-10 and I-110 are clear. If you're coming out of Milton through Pace on Highway 90, not seeing anything slowing you down there. Highway 29 is clear from the Atmore Cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. Cervantes is clear through the curve on Scenic Highway, and Longleaf Drive, Pine Forest Road, North Blue Angel, all looking pretty good. If you see anything else out there on the roadways slowing you down, let me know about it. You can call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. Why are people saying, "Hugh yeah!" to Jackson Hewitt? Find out before it's too late. Hurry in to Jackson Hewitt today. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. If you're thinking about buying a home, especially for the first time, I know that it can be a big, daunting, scary decision because, you've rented and that's secure and you understand. You don't know what the market's going to do and is it going to be a strain on your resources to get the down payment and then the monthly payments and everything else. And where do you want to live? What can you afford? What can you realistically expect? Look, I know there's a lot of things involved in buying a home. Well, that's why you get a good realtor. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, fantastic at this. They sold 175 homes last year. They love working with new buyers because they understand. And if you got a home, you're selling, same thing. Of course, they love working with sellers. Either way, the point is, I wish, could I go back in the past and have somebody as capable and skilled, because, God bless her heart, ours wasn't. Christina Leavenworth really, really is. She's the kind of realtor I wish we could have had for all of our home buying and selling experiences. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Okay, so you have this kind of story people believe that Ukraine had nuclear weapons and they gave them up and in exchange for not being attacked by anybody. And if they'd only kept their nuclear weapons, then they'd be like, North Korea, that nobody's going to invade because no matter how bad they are and what they do to their people, as long as they don't actually threaten their neighbors, except with the occasional missile into the South China Sea or whatever, who cares? Okay. It's not that big of a deal, at least not yet. There's truth and there's not truth in this. Okay. Yes. The Budapest Memorandum of 1994 was an agreement where Ukraine would get rid of the nuclear weapons it possessed. And I want to say that very carefully because that's the right way to say it. It possessed in exchange for big promises from Russia, the UK, and the United States that they would never, never, never invade Ukraine. Yes, the Russian Federation agreed to this deal, right? In exchange for becoming members of the Non-Proliferation Nuclear Weapons Treaty as a non-nuclear weapon state, they got protection and promises by the UK and Great Britain and Northern Ireland and everybody and Russia that we would protect Ukraine. They would never be invaded. In fact, the Russian Federation, this is actually from the treaty. The Russian Federation, United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland and the United States of America reaffirmed their obligation to refrain from the threat or use of force against the territorial integrity or political independence of Ukraine, and that none of their weapons will ever be used against Ukraine. And this is the part that Putin would claim, except in self-defense or otherwise in accordance with the Charter of the United Nations. Now, nobody actually believes that Russia is defending themselves against Ukraine. We believe it's a war of invasion and conquest, which it is. But that's what they're saying. So we promise to provide aid to Ukraine as a non-nuclear weapon state. Again, this was in exchange for them giving up their nuclear weapons. But here's the part of that that you need to understand. They weren't their nuclear weapons. They were the Soviet Union's weapons. And when the Soviet Union broke up, in 1991, Ukraine suddenly became like the third largest possessor of nuclear weapons in the world. There were only a handful of Russian satellites that had nuclear weapons. Ukraine had a lot of them, but they were Russian, or they were Soviet nuclear weapons. And the Ukrainians didn't have control of the codes. They didn't have the ability to fire them. They didn't have the ability to use them. They went for years trying to figure out if there might be a way to do it. They did not have it. And so basically, and even if they had them, they're not really useful to deter against Russia because they're sort of long range. They're meant for against the U.S. They're like, 5 to 10,000, I think it's kilometer range, which wouldn't even be able to be used against central Russia. It'd be only like the far reaches of the east. Anyway, the short version of this is they gave them up because they didn't really have them in the first place. And in exchange for a promise never to be invaded, which, of course, didn't pan out long term. But it's sort of like if you had a gun that was loaded but had a trigger lock in it that made it impossible to fire and you didn't have a key to the lock, that was the nukes the Ukrainians had. So it's not like, and they weren't even useful for up-close combat, okay? So it's not obvious that this would have made this big deterrent difference in the long run. But, again, they did give them up and become a member state of the Non-Proliferation Treaty in exchange for the promise by UK, USA, and Russia to not invade them and to protect them. So when Russia totally breaks that promise and invades them, the question is then on the U.S. and the U.K. as having entered into this treaty, right, the Budapest Memorandum, do we have an obligation to defend them? Now, that's a background to the Ukraine war story that doesn't get told often enough and doesn't come up a lot in the conversations about should we keep giving them aid or not. But it is an important part of history that is certainly relevant to the ethics or the legality of what we are doing in terms of defending Ukraine against Russia. 652 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Boy, if all of that didn't make you hungry for Hawaiian food, I don't know what will. I don't know. Just, Pounders is here. Oh, my God, Pounders is so good. It's kind of funny. Every time I talk about Pounders on the radio, somebody will text me, oh, my God, Andrew. They're so good. And it's true. It's the kind of place that, you'll go and you'll rave about it. And if you haven't been, you're going to be like, how good can it really be? Well, just go. Let me not oversell you. You're going to like it okay. It's going to be pretty good. We used to stop there we still do when we go through the area. But, in Crestview is where they had been. And my family loves it. My kids love it. They beg for it. We'd always stop there. And I'd go in the back room and tell them, hey, it's fantastic. When are you coming to Pensacola? And they finally haven't. So they're here. In the University Mall, in front of the Academy Sports, in the location for the Old Dickies is where they're at. It's fast casual Hawaiian, teriyaki chicken, teriyaki steak, kalua pig, garlic chicken, fantastic flavors of rice. And you can decide what size you want. That's kind of part of the ordering system. Anyway, they are open 5 days a week, not Sunday, not Monday. So if you're going to go today or tomorrow, do it. But, then you got to wait until Tuesday. Pounders Hawaiian Grill.
Get set for family fun this March 30th at one of four unbelievable Easter egg hunts. Choose from Eggawahooza at the Blue Wahoos Stadium, Beulah Dash at Escambia Equestrian Center, Pesapalooza at Benny Russell Park, or the latest edition, Molino Mayhem at Don Sutton Park. Visit PensacolaEaster.org to register your kids or for more info. All of this family fun is brought to you by the Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Physical activity can make your life better. Spring is a great time to begin reaching your movement goals. The Florida Department of Health in Santa Rosa County is celebrating National Minority Health Month and promoting breastfeeding for all babies by holding the All Moms, All Babies 1 Mile Color Walk or Run on April 13th. This free, family fun event will be held at the Baghdad Mills Site Park beginning at 10 a.m. Call 850-983-5250 to pre-register or for more information, visit health.gov/moveyourway for tips on how to get active.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare information guide absolutely free. Call 800-919-3200. That's 800-919-3200. 800-919-3200.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Some of the other tracks from Dire Straits are fantastic. That's Heavy Fuel, by the way. 6:55 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Jake has got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right. This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Not seeing any major slowdowns on our roadways at this moment. We do have reports of a little bit of a slowdown getting into Cory Station this morning. The traffic at the gate there is pretty backed up. They're having a an all-hands meeting this morning. So gate traffic will be a little bit slow getting in there this morning. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, those flowing smoothly. I-10 and I-110 are clear. If you're coming out of Milton through Pace on Highway 90, not seeing any issues there. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. Looks like Navy, New Warrington, everything's accident-free on the west side. Davis Highway is clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton, Britton, Fairfield. And we're looking good from 12th Avenue through to Palafox and W Street. If you see anything else out there on the roadways, you can always let me know by calling or texting our traffic tip line. That number is 437-1620. Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Into the newsroom now, where David Wayne eagerly awaits to tell us about his headlines. David?
Very eagerly. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says he is thankful that the Biden administration has approved $60 million in emergency relief funds so they can begin to recover from the bridge collapse. During a press conference yesterday, Governor Wes Moore outlined 4 priorities.
We need to continue to focus on recovery because it is our obligation to bring a sense of closure to these families.
The second priority, clearing the channel and opening the port to vessel traffic. The third, taking care of everyone affected by the crisis. And the fourth, rebuilding the bridge. He says it'll be a long road ahead. Texas may require social media influencers to disclose if they're being paid to create or share political ads. The Texas Ethics Commission gave approval to that proposal last week. This comes after a company called Influenceable LLC reportedly paid internet influencers to defend Attorney General Ken Paxton before his Senate impeachment trial last year. They might finalize that rule in June. And Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton were all appearing together on the Smartless podcast. The three presidents met in New York City to raise money for Biden's reelection campaign. And they did that fundraiser last night. I don't know if you've seen this video. Did you see it? They rose from beneath the stage a rising platform.
No, they did not. Really?
Yes, they did.
Jeez.
It was a really odd sight to see the the rising stage platform. And then it's, I mean,
well, Clinton plays the sax, and Obama's a rock star to begin with, and Biden wasn't sure what state he was in. So, you know, that just, did you, you know, I was curious about this because I didn't know it offhand. Because if you see the three of them together, Biden is the oldest one of all of them,
yes,
and the only
is.
One that is currently in office, right? Obama's 62, Clinton is 77, and Biden is 81. And you paid $100,000 to get a selfie with all three of them. $100,000 to be. Oh, by the way, taken by Annie Leibovitz, so I guess not a selfie. That's actually kind of the cool part of it. So, all right, David, thanks so much for the update. Quick future news here. Let's see. Will the wastewater treatment plant be built on time, at budget-ish, and will we get compliance with all of the requirements?
No, no.
It'll be a little over budget, but I think it'll get done.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.